This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone. This is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Miller.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello. My name is Derek Combs.
My name's Toby Show Silva.
My name's Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
Still waiting for Max to boot in and join us. I'm on this like new internet, Cumbrian internet from Grain. I'm not doing an endorsement. We'll see how it goes, obviously. I'll have to do
it could be the opposite. And
see how we get on with it. But yeah, how about that? Let's fucking, you know, turn up with the books away.
Yeah.
It gives us something to talk about.
Well, apparently it doesn't know if his name says
other than, see, well, I mean, if you look at the fact that Coyote got on the pitch, I'm kind of thinking, why would Rotherham let us do that unless there is a possibility maybe they're thinking of loaning into us again next season?
I don't think they want him.
You wouldn't want him?
No.
Well, I was going to talk about this in the news.
Well, I'm just thinking, yeah. Just thinking of, like, you know, the Simo names, you know, you can kind of read something into them because you think, oh, he's only going to be playing people that players that he... he's looking at for next season.
Yeah.
Same with Finn Baxter, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. It's, I mean, like, if you were Rotherham or wherever Finn Back's from, Forest,
yeah.
Yeah, then your players miss a lot of the season through injury and his team have been relegated. And now they've got a couple of... I feel like you're probably going to say, no, you can't play him, or... suppose they can't force us to not play him, but why would we want to play him if we weren't looking at the possibility of them on loan next season?
Yeah, most definitely. But yeah, we'll talk about the potential maybe of who's going to be hanging around next season. Max was booted in. Can you hear everyone?
Yeah, sorry about that. I might have to switch to data in a sec because this seems a bit dodgy.
Yeah, I was just saying the same thing about it because I'm in a new place as well with my internet, so it's going to see how we get on, I suppose. But I'll kick things off properly since we're all here, kicking things off properly. Oh, Reads Matters, how's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 154, and I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by the three men that I love to call the Cumbrian Brain Trust. That's right, I'm talking about Liam, Wills, and Max. Welcome back, boys. I mean, we're just seconds, minutes away.
Thank you very much.
Picking up three
famous victory.
Yeah. So our spirits must be high, surely. How are we all feeling?
I mean, it's kind of taking a bit of an edge off because we knew relegation was coming, so it's not like it actually being confirmed was a sucker punch. So, you know, now that the last game we played was a win, it's slightly better.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the 30-point region now. I feel like that's a lot less embarrassing than the 20s.
We've still got a, you know, we've still got a chance of not finishing bottom.
Nice. I knew this would happen. We'd go down. We'll probably you know, be just in the relegation zone on goal difference now. We'll probably win every game.
I mean, it would be mixed emotions if that does happen.
Imagine Reading get emotions.
Is that even possible? Like,
it would have to be a very big points deduction.
Yeah. But I think it is just possible.
Yeah, but don't consider that when we talk about mathematical relegation. What about points deductions?
Mm. And now that I'm looking at it, I still don't think it's possible. Because both Burton and Port Vale are on 40 points. So even with that, I think, yeah, it's still impossible.
Oh, dear. Well, lads, I mean, you know, that was a bit of a dampener in the end. But something that's here to pick up our spirits and cheer us up at the start of the show is, of course, the Blue Army podcast, Joke of the Week. Is he having a laugh?
I think he's trying to.
It's the Blue Army podcast. Joke of the week. Right, lads, here we go. What is faster, hot or cold? Hot.
Don't know.
Because you can catch a cold.
Oh. Yeah, bring back the Barrow jokes.
Okay, we'll move swiftly on to what is often the saviour of the joke of the week, and that is, of course, the part of the show we all get to find out what's been happening there in the league. 1-2 and conference roundup with Liam and Wills. Take it away, boys.
Well, Liam, have you had a chance to see how tonight's games affect the relegation picture?
Yeah, not much, to be perfectly honest with you. There hasn't really been that much of a change. The big one really is the game that we're going to go on and talk about, because, you know, it stopped Cheltenham from gaining points on Burton and the teams above them. But yeah, Reading, with a points deduction, they'll probably stay up. Regardless, you know, none of the real relegation threatened clubs except Cheltenham and Carlisle played in that game, really. Except for Fleetwood, but I think people would accept that they're already down as well. They got beat narrowly in what is a kind of derby against Blackpool. They got beat 1-0. But the ones people are looking at are Port Vale and Burton, I think, and neither of them, and maybe Cambridge to some extent, and none of them played. Yeah, it's still a very close race for relegation now, with Cheltenham, Burton and Port Vale all fighting to stay up, I think. And if it's going to be two of those three, as I think I've discussed, with Cambridge probably pulling away from it now. I don't think it'll be them.
Point gap, haven't they? So
yeah, so it's not impossible, but it's definitely unlikely. But yeah, Burton on 40, Port Vale on 40, Cheltenham on 38. You know, Cheltenham, if they'd have won against Carlisle today, would have pulled out of that. So it's still very close. And, you know, Cheltenham will definitely feel like they missed a very good opportunity there. But yeah, apart from that, nothing's really changed apart from Reading pulling even further away from it and Fleetwood being sunk even deeper.
Well, it would be interesting if we were involved in it. Like, you know, it just feels like it's a good relegation going on just above our heads.
It's weird to look at the relegation battle when you're kind of like, I mean, this is in Carlisle where we've been the first team to get relegated.
Mm.
So it is still a new experience in that respect for me, and kind of like losing a bit of interest in what's going on. But I guess we are still looking at who we're going to be playing next season. I know Liam wants Port Vale.
Not for any hatred of Port Vale.
No, just for love of Port Vale.
Yeah, exactly. Just I want to play them again next year.
Yeah. I'd have liked Shrewsbury for a similar reason, but they're pretty much safe now.
Yeah.
Some team I'm going to say almost certainly won't be playing next season is Stockport, who are about as close to being mathematically promoted as you can get without being mathematically promoted.
Right.
So beat Colchester 2-1 this evening, and that leaves them 9 points clear of Milton Keynes in the League Two table. And Milton Keynes, the team back in fourth, and play. So they'd have to win all those games. Stockport have actually got a game in hand as well, so they've got 4 games left. And Stockport have got a goal difference of 42 and Milton Keynes 16. So it would take any...
Yeah, they're pretty much up, aren't they?
Yeah, it would be a phenomenal turnaround. That's an almost 30-goal goal difference as well with every result going away. Yeah. So Stockport are not quite allowed to celebrate yet, but they are promoted. They're taking big steps towards promotion today with wins. Barrow's game was postponed, so they've got a couple of games in hand on the teams above them and Wimbledon just outside the promotion, the playoff places. So you know they've got more of the season. You know, they've got more important games to come because you know they're gonna have a lot of games now that they're gonna have to kind of get good results from because they have lost a couple in those playoff places, but. You know, they need to turn things around. And down the bottom, Forest Green got beaten again today. Colchester beaten and Sutton not playing. Still fairly close down there. Sutton, as I said, as happened last week, climbed out of the relegation places, but only 1 point above Colchester. Forest Green down the bottom, but they're only 3 points. Going to be a bit of a scrap down there. Grimsby maybe outsiders now. They did win, not the weekend, but the game before that, and have now got a 5 point cushion. So it's looking like it's starting to take shape now. It's basically two from three at the bottom and the three promoted stock. Well, the three in the top, Stockport, Wrexham, and Mansfield, increasingly looking like they're going to be the ones pushing places. I haven't looked at the conference because, as you know, Chesterfield are already up, and below that, there's so many teams. It didn't look like anything was likely to change. There was a bit of a gap between the playoffs and the rest. So, we'll maybe have a little look at it once the conference playoffs start.
Yeah.
Always interesting, man. Mm. Always interesting. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Because we all got to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there? In the League One, Two, and Conference Roundup with Liam and Will. Smashed it once again, lads. You've absolutely smashed it once again. Now, last week, Max, you asked us to change the name of this segment to a different name. And we don't know when the crap idea is coming up, so that's going to be fun as well, obviously. So, lads, it's time for Max Has Had an Idea. Take it away, Max.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this week we've got one. I'm hoping actually Wills and Liam will be able to give a bit of a, you know, their take on this one, but it's... It's basically for more benefits for season ticket holders. Now, I'm not this season. I wasn't a season ticket holder. I have been in the past. But I think you two are. Skelly, I don't think you are either. But so what are the benefits? So as I understand it, pretty much all you get is cheaper and you get away day tickets a bit earlier than everyone else. Is that correct?
And I think we get a discount in the club shop. And it's some random businesses in Carlisle. I don't think I've ever used it outside of the club shop, the discounts. But
how much is the discount?
I think it's like 20%.
So, yeah, I think more benefits, by the sounds of it, would be a good idea for the new season.
To kind of give the sort of benefits that aren't going to cost the club very much, things that you maybe can get inside the ground. The season ticket already does give a fair, decent saving on the price of tickets, and I pay mine by direct debit monthly, so you don't even have to do that one-off big payment in the summer. You can kind of split it over the months.
Yeah. That's a good way of doing it. But I was thinking, you know, in the fan zone, you could have a little discount, you know, 10% or something like that. It wouldn't cost the club too much. I think they'd make more, quite a good incentive actually for,
yeah.
Now they have the fan zone.
Yeah,
it's obviously used by quite a lot of people.
Yeah, or, you know, they could have, like, you know, like, they have the fans forums. They could have, like, a special kind of one there where you get, like, free tickets if you're a season ticket holder and just, like, a chance to talk to the manager and players just, like, once a season.
Yeah, I think we've got... You could also... like, it's have, like, a season ticket holders player of the season award. That's the only thing close to that we kind of get is like, a vote in that.
They could do like automatic raffle entry kind of stuff. Like, you know, if you get a season ticket, you're in with a chance, like one in 4,000 of winning like a VIP box experience or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be like, you know, 30 odd chances to win a season, give or take, giving them cup games and stuff. So just little things like that you can kind of give away without, you know, too much, I guess.
Costing the club a lot of money.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think it would, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just a little bit of incentive.
You'd make it back sort of hopefully as an incentive on the season kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, you could tailor the incentives to obviously what sort of age group you're trying to target as well, because obviously, you know, typically, you know, probably lads my age will probably want, you know, a bit, you know, the money off the pints before the game and stuff like that, but yeah, they could do a little, you know, to season ticket holders and ask them what they would like.
Maybe just like, you know,
potentially.
Yeah, just like, you know, maybe one half price pint per game. Your first pint at every game's half price.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense, I suppose, because otherwise you'd just be like, whoever's got a season ticket goes up and buys everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have 5 pints, please.
No, but that's a good one though. It gets people down. Like, if they're going to keep getting the screen on and they're going to keep, like, you know what I mean, like, having the early kickoff, then you want to get people down there early, don't they?
Yeah.
Bands on and stuff. So you want to get people down there early to take advantage of the bar sales. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, it would cost down there
early because you know your first one's half price. So it's probably going to be the cheapest pint you can actually get for your first pint.
Yeah, because I mean, it would cost the club a lot of money if every single season ticket holder just went, had their pint, and then went. And then went to their seat, but if it means that people turn up a bit earlier, right. And I've seen, like, you know, not everyone's gonna have a pint.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, like, that, yeah, like that. Is there anything else that you want? Liam? Do you want anything? Pat, don't say the was it the Brunton burger?
I want that back for everyone. I'm a man of the people in that regard. But yeah, no,
I didn't realize I'd stop doing that. To be fair.
Yeah, they need to bring that back massively, but I won't get into that again. I've got into that far too many times on this podcast in the past.
Well, when Nick was on, he was saying how he wanted to improve the food selection, so we'll have to see what happens.
The selection was there. Yeah, they just got rid of it.
I'm just expecting some sort of American thing to come in, like get hot dogs.
What's more American than cheeseburgers? You know, like
yeah, but those were not American in any way. They were green.
Right. The colour had nothing
to
do
with it. They were lovely, but they were green.
Yeah, they were
very
bit.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to not look at it when you're eating it, that's all. But yeah, that concludes the £1 million idea, but it wasn't a £1 million idea, it was just an idea.
That's it. Max, no, thank you very much, because it's the one time I just couldn't think of a rhyme. Because Max has had an idea. You see, we lowered expectations really subtly.
Yeah, I love that.
Expert stuff. It's fantastic stuff. Right, lads, we'll move on to the news. And this week, Paul Huntington has came out after the Northampton game when Carlisle United were officially relegated, which is obviously the big headline. Well, you know, everyone knows Carlisle United have been relegated this week already. But Paul Huntington has came out and claimed that he wants to be a part of the squad next season. But gentlemen, do you believe, or do you want, or do you think that there's a place in the squad for Paul Huntington next season? And if so, in what kind of fashion do you imagine him being fixtured in to the squad? Max, what do you think of the Paul Huntington situation? Do you want him around next season? And if so, in what capacity do you want to see him around?
Yeah, I think for his experience, I think he's really valuable, you know, player in the dressing room, I'd imagine, and obviously being from the area as well, I think he's obviously dropping down a level as well. I think he was really, you know, a key player for us last season. So I wouldn't have any issues with him staying at all. Obviously, he is old, but yeah, I think he will be valuable to us, and I'd be happy if he stayed as a player. And then obviously going on from that, whether, you know, there'd be a possibility of him going into a non-playing role, then, you know, that might be explored as well. But yeah, definitely another year as a player, I think.
Yeah. Liam, how much do you think you'd expect Paul?
I think that would be good for
if you want to see him around.
Well, I think him playing today showed that, you know, that they maybe would do want to keep him. But I think going into next season, I wouldn't expect us to rely on him starting every game like we did kind of when we got promoted. I feel like he was like the man in the defence. I don't think we can expect him to play that role again, but to have him in and around the squad, I think, is, you know, for what he's contributed so far to Carlisle, and he was like, I wouldn't like to see him just get chucked out into the free agent market.
Yeah. I mean, we've been around the block a few more times than these two lads. You know, we've seen these aging defenders come and go. There's a time to let them go, and there's a time to, you know, keep cashing in on them because they've got a couple more games left in them. Is this one of those occasions where you cut adrift, or you know, do you agree with the other two lads and you want to see him here and playing in some capacity next season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he'd be able to play every game, but he's got good experience, and it's interesting that he came out and said that he wanted to be part of it next season, because there were maybe question marks over, was there something behind the scenes? Was he maybe not going to be here next season because he's not been playing? So he's come out and said, as far as he's concerned, he is gone, or he wants to be here next season. And then the very next game, Paul Simpson puts him in.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of, it seems like everything's saying there that he's maybe not going to be, you know, relied upon as much. But in terms of what he can give to us, I think it's fairly positive.
Yeah. Paul Simpson, oh sorry, another transfer sort of like keeping players kind of related news. Paul Simpson came out and said that he's going to keep an eye on the Jack Diamond situation and see how it might develop over the summer. He's very interested in bringing the player in next season in some kind of capacity. But lads, do you think the Jack Diamond experiment has really pulled off so far this season, and it's worth maybe sacrificing the money for somebody like Jack Diamond? Or is it worth, you know, trying to recruit somebody maybe potentially a little bit better? What do you think of that one, Liam?
I don't know, because I don't think he's been given the environment to shine. Like, I think he's a bit of a luxury player, and I think he'd be really good if we were really good. He's that kind of player, you know. I don't think he suits a relegation scrap, but he definitely has the quality. He showed it before in League Two levels, because I don't think we'd be paying for him, because I think he's out of contract in the summer. So if we can bring him on a free contract, I don't see any problem with it, but you know, I don't think he was involved today, was he? So whether that's
he's on the bench, possible. I think
he was on the bench, but he didn't come on. He didn't really get involved in the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because he hasn't exactly lit the world on fire since he started playing for us, but he has proved that he can do it at that level before in the past.
Yeah. In other related, shall we keep them, shall we not, news, JJ Keyote has been introduced into the squad once again. Just this evening, it was projected that he'd be going into the squad on Saturday and the weekend's game against Blackpool, but now he's been interjected. And yes, like rightfully said, Will, you said at the start of the show, he's played at least over 20 minutes so far this evening in Carlisle United's 1-0 win over Cheltenham. But has he done enough for you to come in next season? And do you think he will come in potentially next season, Max? Do you think that's something you want to see? And is that something you think is realistic?
To be fair, I don't think it is realistic. Like, I don't know how many games he's played in the last sort of 2 or 3 years, but it's nowhere near enough to kind of warrant another roll of the dice from our end. I just think he's too injury prone, and we can't really afford to be. I don't think we can afford to have a place on the squad for someone who has been injured so much early. But I think we should probably look elsewhere at this point.
Does anyone disagree with that?
I think it depends what the sort of deal is to have him. He's a Rotherham player. Rotherham have been relegated. They obviously rate him because he's signed a new contract with them just before he came out on loan to us. If Rotherham really wanted him to go out on loan again for the, even if it was just for the first half and come back and play for them, if they were interested in him coming to us and they could kind of like make us a deal where, you know, there's something in it for them, then they might kind of like say, well, you know, we'll pay the vast majority of his wages or something. I don't know. You know, there is still a possibility, I think, that with loan players, you can kind of like have them just because you think they can do a job if the parent club are amenable.
Well, that'd be nice. that'd be a luxury player, like you were saying about Diamond earlier.
Well, yeah, exactly.
In a little bit of sour news, Paul Simpson has made a statement claiming that disciplinary measures will be put in place following investigations into a player's night out. Wills, what do we think of a player's night out? So we think of the timing of this one. It was between the weekend's games. It was after the victory the other weekend. And yeah, I mean, how do you feel about players blowing off steam at this stage? You know, we're not officially relegated at that point when the lads were going out. But like, does it always get blown out of proportion?
I mean, no, because I mean, there's rules and the players have gone out and broke the rules. I don't know how badly they've broken them, to be fair. You know, it doesn't sound like they've gone out and caused trouble or gotten wasted, but there was rules on, you know, not drinking between a certain amount of time before. I know we were almost relegated then, but we're not quite relegated. And if you're the manager, you want your players to be following those rules all season long, not just when there's still something at stake. So I can understand he wants to kind of like lay down the law and, you know, he has to take the disciplinary measures. Players, you know, if they can hold their hand up and say, yeah, I was wrong, you know, they can still come back from that.
Yeah, I think there's major potential for people to come back from that. Max, what do you think of the whole situation, you know, players going out? Are you disappointed to hear about it, or is it just sort of like, you know, something to do with not?
It's a hard one, really, because obviously we don't know the specific rules that have, you know, been set by Simo, but, you know, when I heard, well, obviously we know it was Jordan Gibson, it was a shame because, you know, he has this demeanour on the pitch where it looks like sometimes he can't be arsed and stuff, and then when he comes out and does stuff like that, it's just like it feels like his head's already out the club, like to stay next season. Yeah, it's obviously disappointing, and like Will said, you want your players to be fully committed, like even when we are relegated, to be honest, because you know they're getting paid by the club. And
well, yeah, you're committed to your job.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if anyone else in their job decided to, you know, break the rules like that, and you know, in a similar way, then you there would be punishments involved. So, and obviously it's quite widely reported. Maybe it might be a case of Simo sort of making an example of them as well. But yeah, it's just another, you know, thing, and you know, bad thing this season that we've had.
It comes at a time as well when I'm sure Simo's looking to the players to prove that they need to be here next season. So that's kind of like the worst way to go out and do that.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think we can all probably agree that Jordan Gibson's not going to be here next season.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Comment as well. I think he was involved, allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly so.
Yeah.
But we'll move on, lads. We'll move on, Ben. We'll play everyone's second favourite game. But before we do, we'll have a few words from just a couple of our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, lads, it's time for the highly anticipated return of everybody's second favourite game. You all requested it last week, lads. It's right, it's time to play True Blue or Not a Blue. It's True Blue or Not a Blue. There we go, boys. It's time for True Blue or Not a Blue. It's the 1985's edition.
Oh.
Yeah, Down with the Kids. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a band. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. No one's confirming it, but I think it's a band.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Anyways, lads, we're going to move on. We're going to play everyone's second favorite game, True Blue or Not a Blue. Obviously, the rules of the game, in case anybody has forgotten, because we haven't played it in a few weeks, is basically there's a few names in front of me, and some of them used to play for Carlisle United. They're True Blues, and some of them I've just made up, and they're Not a Blues. And it's up to the boys to decide as a team which is which. There's five ahead of you, boys. Off we go. Here we are. It's time to play True Blue or Not a Blue. John Orange.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
John Orange.
Not a Blue.
I don't think
no
he
one's
is.
Got the surname Orange.
Yeah, he's and he's not a Blue.
I was Orange.
So
it'll be like John Green next, anyways.
Yeah, that's it. He likes
absolutely
to go
yeah.
categories, doesn't he? He knows as well. Are we going to say not a blue?
Orange.
Not a blue.
It's not a blue. Well done, lads. Well done. John Orange is not a blue. Okay. Next one. Paul Lemon.
No.
Oh, he's gone down the fruit route.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
let's remember the player
obviously.
Called Kevin Banana.
Yeah.
Just like
no,
more believable surname.
Paul Lemon.
No one's called not... Paul Lemon, are they really?
Okay, not a blue.
I want to believe that someone called Paul Lemon.
Are you going to try and convince them, Liam? No.
Not a blue.
Not
definitely
a not a blue for Paul Lemon. You're wrong, I'm afraid, lads. Sorry about that.
I'm almost happy that we're wrong with that. I love it.
I played for Carlisle United in 1985. Mr. Paul Lemon, midfielder. Unlucky, lads. Unlucky. We'll carry on. We'll carry on, though. The next one is John Hope.
That's unbelievable, yeah.
It's more believable than Paul Lemon.
Yeah.
Who was so, true?
Should we just say that the instinct is that it is then?
Yeah.
Yeah. True Blue.
Saying it's True Blue. You're wrong, I'm afraid, lads.
Oh.
I tricked you with that one. I'm sorry about that. The next one is
something Bishop.
Ian Bishop.
Well, nah. If the last one
there was
wrong,
a footballer called Ian Bishop, but I'm sure there was a footballer called, not necessarily a Carlisle footballer, but I feel like there was a sticker in a sticker album once for Ian Bishop, West Ham.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, should we say blue?
Yeah. Yeah.
He is a blue. Well done, lads. Hey. Well done. Ian Bishop was a midfielder as well as Paul Lemon, who was also a True Blue and a midfielder for Carlisle United in 1985. Lemon and Bishop in the midfield. the last one, though. Alan shoulder.
Shoulder.
Time to be alive, 80s
Finn,
one,
Finn back and Alan's shoulder.
Building the spine for the team.
Oh, God.
Not a blue.
Not a blue. Alan Shoulder's not a blue. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a blue.
Okay. And you're wrong, I'm afraid, lads. Oh,
oh God's sake.
A very good return.
No.
You know, 2 out of 5, really.
An update on Paul Lemon. He had to retire at the age of 27 after an ACL injury. So, who are Paul Lemon?
He's got Paul Lemon. He's alive, Paul Lemon. I googled him. Cheeky bugger. Yeah, I got Paul Lemon as well because he was a true blue. Unlucky lads, you know, 2 out of 5 this week. But you'll do better next week as we play true blue or not a blue once again. We'll move on, gentlemen, and we'll have a look. Well, normally we do the match report, but last week we tried something different and everyone loved it. So it's the return of the match attack! Oh, it's the match attack, lads. That's right. Carly United have played 2 games in quick succession since the last recording, and we've won one and we've lost one. Yeah, we've been relegated against Northampton. It was 2-0. The last goal, he just dribbled through about 80 yards and took it past the goalkeeper and scored.
That was so bad, that goal.
I mean,
terrible.
Like, last seconds, though, I don't know how, like, desperately we were attacking by that point.
Yeah, it was just the way the defender stood off, like the
just
whole...
how Josh Emmanuel just run in slow motion the whole way.
Yeah, just like stick a foot in, put it, bring him down or something, do you know what I mean? Give yourself a chance at getting a point. Like, you're only, you know, a bit part player, really. And he was removed from the squad, obviously, this evening in Carlisle United's 1-0 victory in which Sam Lavelle got the goal. Lads,
he was on the bench.
Where?
He was on the bench.
Yeah, he was on the bench. Lads, you know, it's been a mixed weekend, but like as Liam said at the start of the show, the results don't really matter at this point. We were relegated, unfortunately, against Northampton, so winning against Cheltenham doesn't really mean anything, unfortunately. But yeah, come on, it does, right? Like, there's momentum, there's in winning. Like, there has to be meaning, surely, in picking up 3 points. Come on, there's some importance in gelling together, surely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because we've got so many players that, you know, we're almost certain are going to be here next season. The likes of Lewis Armstrong, Kelly, probably, you know, Neil. We've just been talking about Huntington. So, you know, there's still play for in terms of players cementing a place in a squad for next season, or, you know, maybe even changing the manager's mind. I noticed Barkley's been playing a lot recently, where I think that not that long ago, I kind of like expected Barkley to leave us in the summer or not be part of our League Two side. He still might not be, but he's certainly been given the chance. Had literally, it sounded like there were a couple of good things from Barkley and then some not so good towards the end. Robinson as well, you know, mixed. You know, I think he had a hand in the goal. Then.
Yeah, Barkley got the assist.
Robinson there. So, yeah, I feel like we're looking at matches now, looking at next season, especially with the transfers we've made, we're kind of building for next season. So, you know, you're kind of like looking for that to start, you know, looking for players to gel, looking for Armstrong and Kelly to maybe show the signs of a partnership. Butterworth wasn't in the squad. So, I don't know whether that... Did he limp off in the last game? So,
yeah, I think he's injured.
Yeah, he came off injured last
year. Yeah.
McGuire and Butterworth were both injured, and they've recalled the lads from Workington, even keeping the squad to like train properly and stuff like that. So, it's...
Didn't get on. Dudek was on the bench.
Yeah.
And then, like, what I've said... Yeah. And then what I've said about, like, lone players like Coyote and Back, you know, are they getting games at this stage because there's a possibility that they'll still be here next season?
Yeah, or just that light on players.
I wouldn't mind seeing Duda get a couple of get a few minutes.
Yeah, I suppose it's a difficult thing to like throw a kid into, but now.
Yeah, because we're already down.
Yeah. Dudek's already made one appearance.
Yeah, he came on quite late in a game and didn't really have a touch.
That was
of the
a
ball.
Cambridge disaster, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Well,
yeah, give some of the young lads a chance, might as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure, I'm sure there was only sort of like comments about relegation and stuff like that from the listeners, Liam, in your comment section. We'll hear them because we're on good spirits after that victory. So like, if you've got anything to dive into from people in your comment sections, Max, have you got anything in your comment section this week, or are people just sort of like sick of it?
Let me just have a look because this always catches me off guard.
forget me, does it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously I haven't put anything out for the win that's just happened.
Yeah.
So everything is kind of off the back of us getting relegated.
Josh Coyote's just put a video onto the Instagram. Don't know if you want to hear it.
Go on.
Josh Coyote here. It was good to be back out there. Thank you for all your support. You are me.
Simple.
Yeah. Simple.
Thanks for all your support. Sounds like he's leaving, but like I said,
yeah.
Unless like Rotherham had said, like, you know, we'll give you a bit of money if you give him a game. I don't know.
He said Blue Army podcast, didn't he? that was especially just for us, wasn't it, Max?
Yeah. Negative comments.
Oh, yeah, of course. I go on.
Yeah. One from Rubius Hagrid, which is just hilarious. The disappointing thing is not the fact we've went down, but how we've went down. And that seems to be the consensus. Harry Kendall says, rather have Hawley in nets than Lewis, which is mental talk, in my opinion. But, you know.
I'd have Breeze.
Yeah.
I'd bypass Breeze.
I'd rather have Breeze, to be honest. I don't think either. Breeze is the only one that hasn't made like major mistakes this season. So, it's all just negative stuff, which I don't want to really bring the tone of the podcast down with after a win.
On the topic of how we went down, though, like, Liam, this is obviously your first relegation as a Carlisle fan. I've experienced three. I feel like Skelly and Max. Well,
this is my second one.
Your second National League one.
Yeah.
This is almost the best relegation I've experienced.
Jimmy Glass
this is way better than the last one.
No, yeah. This is like... compared to being relegated without a plan for what you were going to do in the division below, then it's a different feeling. So, I mean,
we had it when we went down to the conference, though. Like, we had a plan in place, it was gonna,
we did, but the conference, you know, that was out of the football league, and there's only two promotion places. We weren't in amazing, condition. We did have Simo, but, John Corley didn't have a lot of money to put in. It was just mainly that Michael Knighton had gone. But, obviously, going down from League One last time with Kavanagh and
that was awful.
No money and no plan, and then obviously almost got relegated again. It doesn't feel the worst season supporting them. Because we didn't finish bottom in any of those other relegations that I've experienced. So I think as well for the younger fans, it was also their first promotion. So first promotion followed by first relegation is a bit of a gut punch.
It's weird though, because even though we're bottom of the league, I feel like out of all the relegated teams, we're in the best shape to come back up.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there was a lack of effort at any point. Either I think we just didn't have a League One standard squad. There's, there are some players who've played pretty well at times this season, but not enough of them, not often enough. A lot of players that had never played at this level before, not enough in terms of kind of quality. We're not able to sign anyone in January who could hit the ground running, because that's just very difficult to do. So even with, you know, limited in terms of like, you know, can we actually change the fortunes of the club with a few signings here? Because, you know, you have to buy players that hit the ground running if you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, I feel like it's just been that sort of thing. You know, we've just not been a League One side this season. And, it, you know, it feels like it's just as simple as that. There's not like any complicated things about tactics, you know, injuries, although you could say we did get a bit unlucky with injuries, or, you know, issues behind the scenes of the club just you know, didn't have a good enough squad at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, lads, thanks very much for joining us for the match attack. It was always a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll get to do one again soon. But we'll move on to the predictions for Blackpool. And obviously after a victory over Cheltenham this evening, things must be looking up, you know, but Blackpool are doing pretty well. They just beat Fleetwood, who are down in this dogfight. They're in ninth position at the moment, and they've got in with only 3 points of the playoffs. They've got a lot to play for still. It's at Brighton Park, though. And like I said, things are going well, and we all hate Blackpool. So I think, you know, it's going to be a bit of fire in the belly, and Carlisle are going to win it. And when Carlisle win in style, it means it's going to be like 4-2 to Carlisle. It's going to be in the end.
We're going
to run away with it in the end. Max, what are you saying?
It's a tough one. I think they've got some good players, Blackpool. I'm going to go with 2-1 win.
All right, nice 2-1 win. Nice 2-1 Will. Wills.
I'm going to go with 3-1 to Carlisle, because it seems that when we get a good win against the top team, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Be nice to do it at home.
Yeah, do it at home. Got to do it at home. Liam, what have you got?
I was going to predict a loss, but everyone seems so upbeat. You've convinced me. I think we're going to win 1-0.
Oh, just about that's rolled it over to a 1-0, did you? Thanks very much, pal. Thanks very much. Right, boys. Before we wrap things up, it's, of course, time to play everybody's favourite game.
Guessing
the player. Guessing the player. Here we go, boys.
Guessing the player. Guessing the player. Guessing the player. Guessing the player.
Guessing the player. Guessing the player. I love it, man. I love it. It's time.
Guessing the player.
A battle of the Goliaths, as Wills and Max are going to battle it out this week. That is right, Wills and Max. And Max,
it could be a battle of the Goliaths, or it could be a relegation scrap.
We're going to do that special episode where I'm going to cut them all together. I'll tell you, obviously, as I'm doing it, hopefully. But yeah, it's time to play the Battle of the Goliaths, as I've just called it. It's Max versus Wills. Wills, yourself, you know, you are a bit of a Goliath in the game of guessing the player. You're the only title holder so far.
The only title holder, yeah.
Of guessing the player. In
the
one season,
the north end of guessing the player.
It was a lot simpler to keep the tally when there's only 2 years playing. But no, it's still a lot of fun playing guessing the player. We just got a bit lost along the way. But lads, I'm playing Clue Guide this week. Liam, you can sit back and relax. Max, you're going first. You're the home team. You've got home team advantage. How do you feel going into this game against a man with the reputation of Wills, obviously being last season's guessing the player champion?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I think I got picked up some points last week. I can't remember how many I got, but yeah, hoping to make that 2-2. I'm just hoping it's someone not, you know.
Sorry, cut off.
Oh, sorry, but yeah, I'm feeling good.
Fantastic. It's nice to hear a bit of confidence. He's looking to put together a run of form against you, Wills. But this time, last season, towards crunch time, is when you put together an absolute worldy run of form and soared to the season title.
Yeah.
So Are you hoping for something similar to happen this season? And if so, how are you going to inspire yourself to do that?
Yeah, I think I can do this. Well, I've hired a motivational speaker to come around. It comes round before every recording, and you know, we just go through some exercises, a lot of kind of self-belief stuff, a lot of positive self-talk, and
Carlos should get him.
Sounds like Simo should have his number. Yeah, sounds like Simo.
I actually got told a good story by a motivational speaker once.
Go on, then.
That's intriguing.
There was a guy, I used to work for Aldeburgh Council while I was a student. It was like a student placement thing. And at the end of the summer, the council kind of decided to send all of us students on this motivational speaker thing. So we all kind of like went into a room for a day with this fella who, and you know, it was just kind of motivational speaker stuff. And the fellow called Chris Hughes, I think it was called. While he was doing that, he kind of like said that he was brought in by Carlisle United in the, it was, I think it was under Simo. Was it? Yeah. Because, yeah, it was the season that we got relegated when Simo first took over.
Yeah.
And, so,
the, can't have been that good then, eh?
Well, the assistant manager was Dennis Booth. And he gave a like talk and got the players all fired up in the dressing room before the game. And like, the, you know, he said like the dressing room is absolutely bumping and everyone's kind of like all fired up. And he said like, how are you doing? You know, is everyone ready? Is everyone ready? And Dennis Booth was just like, I want to fight. But then they went out there and got beaten. And this motivational speaker, it was early in his career, he said that that was the day he learned that sometimes it can be.
Well, hopefully you're too fired up today for this game then.
If you listen to Derek Holmes's interview from the Blue Army podcast, I think it's probably just his part one as well, because we're right at the start of his Carlisle career. He talks about this guy coming in during the relegation season and talking about them like, because they were really struggling. They were winning in games and they would just like get beat in the end. So he was just trying to figure out people's mentality. What like, why would they, you know, when they scored and went ahead, why would they want to lose a game kind of thing?
Yeah, and he was
trying to reverse engineer
fight.
And getting the dressing room pumped from what I heard. But it is time to play Guess in the Player, lads. It is time to play Guess in the Player. Max, you're the home team. The first clue I have here for you is, after having a somewhat successful loan spell with Carlisle, he went on to play for Derby County on loan the following season.
Right. I think I might know this one. Is it Tom Lawrence?
It's not Tom Lawrence, I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
It's not Tom Lawrence. It's not Tom Lawrence. Wills?
I hit the woodwork.
I thought when you said Tom Lawrence, I thought, oh, he's only gone and got it. Was it... That's back too far. I was going to say it anyway. Jermaine Beckford?
It's not Jermaine Beckford, I'm afraid. It's not Jermaine Beckford.
Liam's bouncing. Liam's bouncing up and down like he knows the answer.
No way Liam knows the answer.
I've messaged you, Liam. I've got no idea.
Have you messaged me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't even know what my phone is. That's what happens. But I'll check it out as I do the second one for you, though, Max. This player has gone his entire career without winning any silverware, promotions, or being relegated.
Right.
No, it's not that, Liam.
Is it... This is pretty tricky, actually. Can't think of any players that play for Derby County as well. Is it... Wait...
the tricky one.
Is it Martin Keogh?
It's not Martin Keogh, mate. No. It's not Martin Keogh.
Famous shout,
why not? Will, have you got any idea? This player has never won any silverware. He's never been promoted and he's never been relegated.
God, I've kind of like really no idea. You make it sound like he's a player who's been around a while then, if that's kind of one of his stats. I'm going to say Tim Krul.
It's not Tim Krul, I'm afraid. It's not.
I didn't even know he played for us.
He'll have been relegated with Norwich, I thought.
Maybe, yeah.
Did I say Martin? Who was that one who played for Derby? Was it Richard Keogh or Martin?
Yeah.
It was Richard, Martin Keogh was at the Arsenal centre back.
A lot wrong. I was thinking.
Sorry, there's still 1 point up for grabs, gentlemen, and you might get it on this one. This one is this player made his England debut under manager Roy Hodgson.
Ooh, Roy Hodgson. I think it's Roy Hodgson. Who the hell?
Roy Hodgson, Iwa.
Who the hell played Warhammer once at Carlisle?
Warhammer.
Just keep doing that. It's giving me more time.
Warhammer. I got me oaks and me oaks.
Beat Benteke at his own fucking game.
Right, I'm gonna go with Fabian Delph.
It wasn't Fabian Delph, I'm afraid, mate. No, it's not Fabian Delph. Wills. Was on loan at Carlisle.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
Was on loan at Derby after that.
I kind of ruled because I was certain he was on loan at Bradford after that, but John Pickford.
It's a really good shout, and I feel like...
I'm pretty sure John Pickford
was going to be the big red
at...
heron in this one, I'm afraid.
I think
it's not.
I think a lot later than Roy Hodgson does, I think.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure John Pickford went to Bradford after, so I'd already ruled him out, but couldn't think of anyone else to guess.
It was a difficult one this week, gentlemen, it was. And the correct answer to guessing the player is Leon Osman. Leon Osman.
I never would have got that. I didn't know he played for Carlisle.
He's in my kind of, like, memory bank of, like, players that you... that played on loan for us and then went on to Premier League, but it was a bit before my time.
Made his England debut when he was 31 years old in the same game that Zoltan Ibrahimovic scored that famous overhead kick for Sweden.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember
Leon
watching that.
Osman, I think one of the oldest debutants in England history.
Well, Pelé might have, yeah. Pelé and Maradona. England do concede some good goals. You think of like Maradona's mazy run or Pele's goal.
Yeah.
Well, lads, it's a sour note to end on as you both don't get to add any points to your tally this week, unfortunately, on guessing the player, leaving ground to make up for myself and Liam to come pouncing through next week as we'll be going head-to-head in the class Liam Eco. That's right, the Liam Derby. It's time for the head-to-head. But that's all to come next week, gentlemen. But there isn't really anything left to do this week, to be honest, lads. It's been an absolute pleasure, though. I will say, and I will also say, I don't want to forget to mention, there will be a ticket link in the description just below this episode for the charity match, which is taking place on the 18th of May at Rydale Park in Gretna. Tickets are £5 with a £1 booking fee. Lads, it's going to be a fantastic occasion. I've been wearing one of those, what's it called? A suppression band around my leg. Today, right? Because I was nearly going to get run over, right? So I did like one of those little jogs across the road, right? Okay. So, like, I might be all right for Friday.
Is this why Chris? Is this why Chris Brunskill's leaving Carlisle United? Is he going to be our physio?
I mean, like, I feel like because Chris Brunskill's probably out with Mikhail Monk. That's probably why he's left. That's what I think. These are proper lads.
I mean, I think
Brunskill. and on that bombshell, there isn't really. Anything else left to say? Apart from, bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.